I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Let freedom ring!
On May 25th, 2005, students and staff of Maples Collegiate marched to the Manitoba Legislative Building to convey to our government representatives the message that racism and discrimination are unacceptable in our society. The march began at Maples Collegiate, 1330 Jefferson Avenue, at 10 a.m. March participants were escorted by the police east on Jefferson to McPhillips, south on McPhillips to Notre Dame, east on Notre Dame to Balmoral, and south arrived at the Legislative Building at around 12 p.m., where they were greeted by politicians such as Chris Eglican, the MLA for Maples, Judy Washilishilis, the MP for Winnipeg North, who also walked the 12 kilometers with the students, Nancy Allen, Minister of Multiculturalism, and Brian O'Leary, the Seven Oaks School Division Superintendent. The march that has been known as the Unity March has been organized by the Maples Collegiate Unity Group that celebrates this year its 10th birthday. The group was created by Chuck Duboff, an English teacher at Maples, and other students 10 years ago who wanted to make a difference in their community and tell the world that racism and discrimination have no future in our society. Tyler Rogers, a grade 12 student at Maples and rapper, wrote a rap song for the march, which he performed at the Legislative Building.
Years, so he just asked me if I could write something that kind of had something to do with unity and freedom, and then I took some of the stuff that's going on in the Middle East and just kind of threw it all into one, and there you go. I've never really done something like this, so it was a good idea, and it came together all right, and I didn't expect as many people, but there is, so it was good.
Judy Washilishilis, the MP for Winnipeg North, marched with the students all the way from Maples to the Legislative Building and welcomed all the march participants and voiced her opinions on racism and discrimination, and also presented a certificate of recognition to the Unity Group and its creator Chuck Duboff for their hard work towards eliminating racism.
Our community and in our world today, and I congratulate you all for your leadership. It has a profound impact on politicians, on governments, so the wider and it spreads, and the more momentum it gathers, the better it is for dealing with what I consider to be still a very, very serious issue in our society today. I mean, we've seen recent examples of anti-Semitism, hatred, racist graffiti, horrendous bullying based on racism, race-related gang behavior. All of it's worrisome and growing, and we need to get a handle on it quick. And I don't think all the top-down decrees in the world for government helps. It's really when it comes from the grassroots, from students like the Naples Unity Group, that we really see a difference. A school like Naples, with all of its diversity, shows a remarkable level of understanding and respect for different cultures and races that will translate into great things in the future. A school that doesn't have that kind of multicultural aspect may not have the same challenges and the same tensions, which can be positive or negative, but then those students haven't got an idea at all what the real world's like and are totally ill-equipped to deal with the real racism when they're confronted with it, and probably will end up committing the sin of omission, which is just as great as the sin of commission. You know, the failure to act in the face of racism or sexism is just as bad, in my view, as actually doing the racism. And so I think there's great harmony in schools like Naples, there's great strength that comes from diversity, and most of all, a better understanding of what it takes to combat racism.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
Brian O'Leary, the Seven Oaks School Division superintendent and co-creator of the Unity Group, also talked to the students about their role and importance in fighting racism.
I think it's the kids are fabulous. What the march is for all of them, it's a public statement. They have to stand up and be counted and say what they believe in. And the more people do that, and whether they do it, you know, when someone makes a racist comment or a racist joke or looks down on someone, or they do it publicly, it's a good thing. And that's really the only way that we attack racist attitudes. otherwise we just kind of let them be. And so I think the kids from Maples are just the best.
Nancy Allen, Minister of Multiculturalism, also spoke to the Maple students and congratulated everyone for participating in the march, spreading a message of unity and tolerance, and making a difference.
We share your action against racism and your goal of achieving peace and harmony in our communities. So congratulations, hang on a sec. By combating racism, it demands action on the part of individuals and communities. That is why it is greatly appreciated when others come forward and join in that fight. It's truly inspiring today to look out and see so many young people here, dedicated and committed to spreading a message of unity and understanding. You are our future leaders, and you are using your powers to make Manitoba a better place and build better citizens. Thank you for being such positive role models and for embracing diversity. By trying to influence and change the way others think, you are making a difference. Merci beaucoup and congratulations.
Chris Aglican, the MLA for Maples, has been participating in the march for years and supporting the group for their hard work in combating racism.
I think this one is great, you know, to show that we can do things together, we can move things together, we can sensitize the people that, racism, we can do things together. Basically, racism is intolerance with one another, ignorance of other people's values and culture. And this is one way of showing it. That's a long-running, way of expressing, the thing that community should be looking at it as an example for other communities within Winnipeg that, hey, look, we can work together, and that sort of thing. And as Judy said at one point there, this is a representation of the people of the world. You can find every ethnic people in every ethnic group here in this march now. It is great, and this has been going on for the last 10 years. So it's good. It survived the test of time, considering that every year the organizer changes. Or it's a different people there are new people coming into the organizing committee. But that's good. I really like this, because in other schools where they don't have some kind of program like this, they end up with more problems about bigotry, about intolerance, about ignorance, and those kind of sort of things. Well, Maples seems to be able to pull it through, being united, project a sense of unity, understanding, despite the diversity of different students and kids in the school. We don't hear as much as racial comments, intolerance or ignorance. We don't hear that much in the Maples.
Antoine Pugh, a grade 12 student at Maples, and Julie Nouche, a grade 12 exchange student from France, and this year's Unity Group member, voiced their opinions about the group and the importance of making a difference.
My name is Antoine Pugh. I go to Maples, I'm grade 12. I've been doing it for the past 7 years, and me not doing it for the last would just be a waste.
Do you feel like you accomplished something when you do the march?
Oh yeah, I'm one of the supporters against racism. What more can I say?
Do you think every school should be doing stuff like that?
Well, they should at least do something. At least raise the awareness. But if they don't, it's their own choice. I'm not going to penalize them or make fun of them anyways.
I think it's just great to see so much people stand up against intolerance and racism and I'm very amazed, and I'm glad, and it gives me hope for the future. And everybody's fantastic here, very friendly and very welcoming. And I'm just glad I participated. Thank you, Mr. Dubuff, and all the people, or the groups, Unity Groups, and for what they organized. And it was just an amazing year. Thank you for everything.
Nearly 500 students from Maples Collegiate participated in the march. Students who want to make a difference, and students who believe that the individual is capable of such. This march is probably the largest running march for peace in the history of Winnipeg, if not Canada. Just as Martin Luther King Jr.'s March for Equality inspired millions and changed this world, so will the Maples Collegiate Unity Group. The fight for peace and justice is a never-ending fight. And if high school students have been fighting this war for a decade of our history, the rest of us should be able to do the same. They believe in a better world, and they are the leaders of tomorrow.
We just want to show people that we care, that we're teenagers and we want to change the world. And we just want to show them that what we can do.
This has been a radio documentary on the Maples Collegiate Unity Group and their 10th annual March for Unity. My name is Bojan Dulabic, and this documentary was produced for CKUW's The Beat, 95.9 FM Winnipeg.